RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Foreign tourists flock to Bali after visa-free policy. Indonesian State Bank, Bank Indonesia, says pursuing rupiah's independence is not easy. 70 years of Republic of Indonesia, social minister hopes to give better welfare services. Now the news in detail. The international community, particularly originating from Asia, welcomes the visa-free policy imposed by the Indonesian government in the attempt to increase foreign visits to Bali. An increased number of visits to Bali from China, Japan, and South Korea have shown since the start of 2015, tourism analyst Dewan Nyoman said in Denpasar on Monday. Hotel guests staying in tourism areas in Bali mostly originate from Asia-Pacific. Based on the record from Bali's tourism department, the increase in tourist visits from China, South Korea, and Japan to Bali experienced a climb of above 10% for periods January to June 2015, whereas tourist visits from Malaysia and Singapore are the opposite. Dewan Nyoman said the government has aided Russia to the visa-free policy in 2015 besides Japan, China, and South Korea. However, the number of Russian tourists remain low due to the difficulty in air transport from Indonesia to Russia and vice versa. This is one of the obstacles for Russian tourists to visit Bali. The number of tourist visits from the country was reduced to 25,574 people for periods January to June 2015, or down by 35% from the same period last year. Expressing his gratitude for Indonesia's 70th year of independence, Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo is determined to carry on with the Founding Fathers' goal of upholding the country's sovereignty. Agus said that as governor of the central bank, he will prioritize the sovereignty of the nation's currency, the rupiah, which has been spiraling downward this year. He told the press after leading the Independence Day ceremony in his office Monday. The pursuit of rupiah's independence, he said, is not easy. Agus admitted there are a myriad of domestic problems that have not been resolved. He hopes the people believe would have faith that the central bank will carry out its functions as best as it could. On Monday morning, Agus led the Independence Day ceremony at BI office's main square. The ceremony was also attended by the bank's current board of governors and former BI officials such as Miranda Gultom. Related to the anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day, the social minister Kofifah Indar Parawansa hoped the ministry could give better service in improving people's prosperity. Kofifah on Friday, August 14th at MPR-DPR building said, as a form service to increase people's prosperity, the government published Prosperous Family Card, Indonesia Health Card, and Indonesia Smart Card. In addition, the government has also lowering an interest rate from people's business credit. On the 70th anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day, we actually hope there are improvements that we continue to do to get better welfare services in education, health, and improvement of people's income. I think the government has begun to reduce the burden on society through KKS or Prosperity Families Card, KIS or Health Indonesia Card, and KIP or Indonesia Smart Card, while the government has begun to cut interest rates on people's business credit, or KUR. Minister Kofifah further said the policy is expected to increase the people's productivity. He targeted in 2019 the people's business credit interest rate will amount to 9% as of August. The government has subsidized credit invest interest to banks that implementing microcredit to lowering people's business interest rate. The government will pay 7% per year for micro loans, 3% per year for retail loans, and 12% per year for credit of Indonesian workers. Prior to the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture believes that the Indonesian language, Bahasa Indonesia, has a big chance to become an official language of ASEAN. Director General for Culture, the Ministry of Education and Culture, Professor Kacung Marijan, on Sunday, August 16, 2015, in Jakarta, said that Bahasa Indonesia is the most used language among ASEAN countries. In addition, Indonesia also plays an important role in the ASEAN economy.
Seperti yang tercantum di dalam undang-undang mengenai bahasa, bahasa Indonesia harus diikhtiarkan menjadi bahasa.
As stated in law of language, Indonesian bahasa should be pursued into an international language, especially ASEAN economic community becomes more relevant because most of the population in the ASEAN mostly speak Indonesian bahasa, such as Malaysia, Brunei, southern Thailand, and southern Philippines. I'm very happy because in Thailand, there are also many people who learn Bahasa. Due to Indonesia being large share of economy in ASEAN, either as a consumer or producer, it is natural that many people want to learn Indonesian Bahasa. Kacung Marijan moreover said, currently the demand toward teacher for Bahasa who teach abroad is getting more increased. Therefore, Director General of Culture is in cooperation with Indonesian Language Agency and Ministry of Foreign Affairs send teachers of Bahasa more systematically. The Ministry of Education and Culture has organized a speech contest and write essays of Indonesian Bahasa for foreign speakers residing in 10 countries. Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education and Culture, Kacung Marijan, at the appreciation night of winners of essay and speech competition of Indonesian Bahasa Sunday, August 16th in Jakarta, said the competition is an effort of the Ministry of Education and Culture to introduce and develop Indonesian culture abroad. Kacung Marijan added that Indonesia has the language law to internationalize Indonesian Bahasa. This award is a form of appreciation to the people who learn Indonesian Bahasa abroad.
Selama ini sudah ada sekitar 45 negara ya yang mengajarkan bahasa Indonesia.
There are already 45 countries that teach Indonesian Bahasa. Therefore, we want to give appreciation. The competition is a form of appreciation to those who have been seriously studying the Indonesian language. We invite them as a gift. When they return, we expect they will introduce the Bahasa abroad. They became ambassadors of Indonesia abroad. We expect in the future there will be more participants. Kacung Marijan further said, this year, the competition is still limited in 10 countries and it is implemented in the Indonesian embassy to each country. The countries organizing competition are the countries that have Indonesian culture house, such as in Timor-Leste, the United States, Australia, the Netherlands, Japan, Germany, South Korea, France, Singapore, and Turkey. Kacung Marijan expect in the coming year speech contest and Indonesian essay writing will be conducted not only in 10 countries but many more. This news come to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid tribute to some 9,568 fallen heroes at Kalibata Hero Cemetery on the occasion of the National Independence Day commemoration in Jakarta Monday morning. The head of state said he highly honored the unknown fallen heroes across the country. Joko Widodo prayed that the heroes were granted the best place beside God. The 15-minute-long ceremony was attended by Vice President Yusuf Kala, several cabinet ministers, Commander of the National Defense Forces, TNI, General Gatot Nurmantio, and National Police Chief, General Badruddin Haiti. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly Zulkifli Hasan Sunday in Jakarta received United States Congress delegation led by Senator Fern Buchanan. Zulkifli Hasan said the visit is aimed to learn more about Indonesian democracy. Besides, the Congress came to Indonesia to talk about Indonesia-US partnership, such as trade, investment, and security. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Zulkifli Hasan explained the delegation will also directly see the harmony and tolerance of believers in Indonesia to avoid misinterpretation about democracy and tolerance in the country. The last item, search still continue for four foreign divers reported missing since Saturday evening in the Sea of Sangalaki Island, Regency of Brau, East Kalimantan. Head of the East Kalimantan Disaster Control Agency, Wahyu Widi Heranata, said until Sunday night, a rescue team continued search for the missing divers. Wahyu said the four, including three Italians, Michela, Alberto and Daniel, and a Belgian, Vanna Chris, came from neighboring island of Brawan. They, all seven, including a guide, Oslan, came to that location for diving sport. Earlier, all seven people were reported missing, but Oslan was found safe, and two other, Valeria, an Italian woman, and another unidentified, did not join the divers. Instead, they went snorkeling. Wahyu said Oslan was found safe, but weak, that he needed medical treatment at a health center in the island of Derawan. They left the island of Derawan to Sangalaki for diving, but until late that afternoon they failed to appear at the place where their boat was waiting for them. Therefore, they were declared missing at 9:10 local time. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Foreign tourists flock to Bali after visa-free policy. Indonesian State Bank, Bank Indonesia, says pursuing rupiah's independence is not easy. 70 years of Republic of Indonesia, Social Minister hopes to give better welfare services. That was the news.
Today, August 17, 2015, Indonesia is celebrating its 70th Independence Day. Most of Indonesian people will celebrate the day with various activities. In the morning, schools and government agencies held a flag ceremony. Nationally, the Memorial Proclamation commemoration was centered in the flag-raising ceremony at the State Palace. Almost all areas in Indonesia are holding a variety of races and competitions as an expression of joy at Indonesia's Independence Day. One of the activities in the Independence Day commemoration series is the Presidential State Address, which was delivered on August 14, 2015, in front of a joint plenary session of the House of Representatives and the Regional Representative Council. President Joko Widodo reminded all the people of Indonesia to be confident and optimistic to overcome all the problems confronting the country. It is the duty and obligation of the people of Indonesia to face all the challenges for improving the growth of the country. The participation of each individual is expected in order to accelerate growth in Indonesia so it could be on the same level with other countries, at least with those of the same age as Indonesia. In its 70 years of age, Indonesia has put its position in the world through various achievements. As it expressed by President Joko Widodo, Indonesia experienced a surge in gross domestic product from about 1,000 trillion rupiah to about 10,000 trillion rupiah and has become the 16th economic power of the world. Indonesia now is in the same level with the developed countries in the G20. With the existing resources, plus the special capital owned by Indonesia, such as the thriving democracy, strong tolerance between religious communities, and its diversity, Indonesia could play a greater role and strengthen its position in the world. Hopefully, steps taken by the government, including a recent cabinet reshuffle by President Joko Widodo, can actually strengthen the government performance to accelerate the implementation of the action program development. The government and the entire people of Indonesia must continue to work to achieve the objectives of the Indonesian nation, namely, to protect the people and the entire territory of Indonesia, to promote the general welfare, to educate and improve the life of the nation, and to implement the world order based on freedom, lasting peace, and social justice. The Let's Work tagline is not only a call conveyed by the government, but it must become a spirit ingrained in all Indonesian people. Long life Indonesia, happy 70th Independence Day, let's work. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on August 17, 1945, the proclamation of Indonesian independence. American atomic bomb attack in Hiroshima and Nagasaki became Japanese defeat on Allied forces. The moment was used by Indonesia to proclaim its independence. On August 12, 1945, Japan through Marshal Teroji told Sukarno, chairman of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence, that the Japanese government will give independence to Indonesia on August 24th. However, the Indonesian youth fighters rejected it. They wanted the independence due to the effort of nation itself, not given by Japan. The young fighters, among others Hairul Saleh, Sukarni and Wikana, pushed Sukarno to proclaim the independence of Indonesia. On August 16th in the morning, they kidnapped Sukarno and Hatta to Rengas Dengklok, which is known as Rengas Dengklok historical event. The arrest was aimed that Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta might not be influenced by Japan. On August 17, 1945, at 10 local time, the proclamation text was read by Sukarno and Bung Hatta, accompanied by Indonesian red and white flag raising. On August 17, 1999, tremendous earthquake hit Turkey. The 1999 Izmir earthquake occurred on 17th of August at 3:01 a.m. local time in northwestern Turkey. The shock had a moment magnitude of 7.6 and a maximum Mercalli intensity of violent. The event lasted for 37 seconds, killing around 17,000 people and left approximately 500,000 people homeless. The nearby city of Izmir was very badly damaged. And the last event was on August 17, 1960, when Gabon gained its independence from France. Gabon, officially the Gabonese Republic, is a sovereign state on the west coast of Central Africa, located on the Equator. Gabon is bordered by Equatorial Guinea to the northwest, Cameroon to the north, the Republic of Congo on the east and south, and the Gulf of Guinea to the west. Its capital and largest city is Libreville. Since its independence from France on August 17, 1960, Gabon has had three presidents. In the early 1990s, Gabon introduced a multi-party system and a new democratic constitution that allowed for a more transparent electoral process and reformed many governmental institutions. Gabon was also a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the 2010 to 2011 term. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is on Indonesia in the eyes of the world. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesia is celebrating its 70th Independence Day today, August 70th, 2015. In the course of 70 years, Indonesia has experienced many changes in terms of economic, political, social, cultural, and other aspects. So, how is Indonesia in the eyes of other citizens of the world? Tarek Zaidan, a citizen of Egypt, has recognized the Independence Day of Indonesia since 1945. Egypt was one of the first countries to provide such recognition. When contacted by RRI World Service in Cairo recently, Tarek admitted that Indonesia is a country with great human and natural resources.
The country and the people of Indonesia and it's a huge country, it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful nation. Indonesia relationship, political relationship between Indonesia and Egypt. From time to time, some students of Al-Azhar University study here in Egypt, and sometimes we talk about the bilateral relations of Egypt and Indonesia, and I can tell that it's one of the best relationships between two nations, only politically, but politically, economically, and even exchanging students, Indonesia and Egypt. I think it's one of the best programs that's been going on for so many years.
Furthermore, Tarek Zaidan also said that the Egyptian government is pleased to continue to enhance the mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. Meanwhile, Australia is also one of the first countries in the world that recognized the independence of Indonesia 70 years ago. Its ambassador to Indonesia, Paul Grigson, gave positive comments relating to the President Joko Widodo's state address on Friday, August 14th. According to Ambassador Paul Grigson, what has been delivered by President Joko Widodo in his speech was an overview of the Indonesian program, which is quite strong. The Australian government is very keen to help the policies issued by the Indonesian government, especially in the fields of economy, infrastructure, and education. Ambassador Paul Grigson said that the government of Indonesia and Australia should be able to improve the economic cooperation in the years to come. He said, "One big step is to increase investment." In a different occasion, Palestinian Ambassador to Indonesia Fahriz Mehdawi told RRI World Service on Saturday or August 15th that Indonesia is one of the outstanding countries in the world, which continues to show progress in various fields.
If we have to see the progress which has been made within the 70 years with all the challenges as an emerging nation, is remarkable by every indicator, whether we talk about the politics or the economy or the industry or at all levels. I think what has been able to be achieved by Indonesian people since independence is something really remarkable, which puts Indonesia as one of the great nations which is present nowadays in the term of progress, stability, democracy, in all these areas. It is one of the leading countries in the world, and still so much potential is there, which is promising actually.
Furthermore, Ambassador Fahriz Mehdawi said Indonesia has occupied the 16th position of the world economy, and within a period of 25 years, Indonesia will become the country with one of the greatest economic powers, the 5th or the 6th in the world. Ambassador Fahriz Mehdawi feels proud for being so close with the country and the people of Indonesia, especially in its 70th anniversary in 2015.
That was Focus of RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The international community, particularly originating from Asia, welcomes the visa-free policy imposed by the Indonesian government in the attempt to increase foreign visits to Bali. An increased number of visits to Bali from China, Japan, and South Korea have shown since the start of 2015, tourism analyst Dewa Nyoman said in Denpasar on Monday. Expressing his gratitude for Indonesia's 70th year of independence, Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo is determined to carry on with the Founding Fathers' goal of upholding the country's sovereignty. Related to the anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day, the Social Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa hoped the ministry could give better service in improving people's prosperity. Prior to the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community AEC, Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture believes that the Indonesian language, Bahasa Indonesia, has a big chance to become an official language of ASEAN. The Ministry of Education and Culture has organized a speech contest and write essays of Indonesian Bahasa for foreign speakers residing in 10 countries. Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education and Culture, Kacung Marijan, at the appreciation night of winners of essay and speech competition of Indonesian Bahasa Sunday, said the competition is an effort of the Ministry of Education and Culture to introduce and develop Indonesian culture abroad. Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid tribute to some 9,568 fallen heroes at Kalibata Hero Cemetery on the occasion of the National Independence Day commemoration in Jakarta Monday morning. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly Zulkifli Hasan Sunday in Jakarta received United States Congress delegation led by Senator Fern Buchanan. Zulkifli Hasan said the visit is aimed to learn more about Indonesian democracy. Search still continued for four foreign divers reported missing since Saturday evening in the Sea of Sangalaki Island, Regency of Berau, East Kalimantan. Head of the East Kalimantan Disaster Control Agency, Wahyu Widi Heranata, said, until Sunday night, a rescue team continued search for the missing divers. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesia Wonder, daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In conjunction with the 70th Indonesia's Independence Day, falling on August 17th, in today's edition, we'll feature the Gedung Juang 45. Listener, today, or precisely 70 years ago, Indonesia gained its independence. This independence was not given by other countries, but it was the result of the struggle of the whole Indonesian nation by sacrificing their souls. In fact, we can still see the trace of Indonesian people's struggles in gaining Indonesian independence until now. One of them is through a building in Jakarta, which is Gedung Juang 45, located at Jalan Menteng Raya 31, Kebon Sirih area, Central Jakarta. The old building was turned into a museum to store various collections of Indonesian fighters, Their photographs, which document historical events in Indonesia between 1944 until 1949. With cheap entrance ticket, visitors can directly enter the Gedung Juang 45 or Gedung Juang 45 Museum. At the yard, there are statues of Soekarno and Hatta, the first Indonesian president and vice president. Entering the museum, there is an area with several rows of chairs, facing a screen showing films about historical events around the days of proclamation of independence, and also a diorama describing young Indonesian people at that time, among others Soekarni, A.M. Hanafi, Khairul Saleh, and Adam Malik. On the left, there's a room where some busts of the national figures are put in a row. On one of the walls, there's old photograph of the legendary but controversial movement figure, Tan Malaka, together with Soekarni and Mrs. Mangunsar Koro. There are also photographs of Soekarno and Tan Malaka walking side by side in a joint meeting at Ikada, or now we call it the National Monument Square. Listener at Gedung Juang 45, there is also a diorama describing situation at Ikada Square when Soekarno gave his historical short speech on September 19, 1945. Another diorama describing situation between August until September 1945, where curators throughout Jakarta gathered at Gedung Museum Juang 45 to get the latest information about how to struggle against the Dutch colonial, which planned to come to Indonesia again. This museum has also a small room to store Bung Hatta's properties, such as a rattan chair, working table, and photographs. Gedung Juang 45 Museum has a library in a small room on the left of the main room. Behind the building, there's a wide room on the right. There is a private room which is specially used to store presidential cars with police number REP1 and REP2. Besides historical documentations, Gedung Juang 45 Museum is completed with various facilities, among others, permanent and temporary exhibition rooms, as well as a multimedia corners, theater, children's room containing various games, photo studio, souvenir shop, and outdoor plaza for the kids' theater. Listener, earlier, the Gedung Juang 45 was called Skomper Hotel, which was built starting from 1920 until 1938, managed by L.C. Skomper, the Dutch descent. When Japan occupied Indonesia, this hotel was taken over by Gansai Kambu, Sedenbu, or Propaganda Department, and after that, it was known as Gedung Menteng 31. This building became headquarters of political education program organized by several young people who had a role in independence era. They were known as Pemuda Menteng 31. They also became the actors behind Soekarno, Hatta, and Fatmawati kidnapping to the Rengas Dengklok a day before the Independence Day of Indonesia. After the independence era, this building was used to be the office of Ministry of Labor Mobilization of the People and 45 National Daily Council. By President Suharto, this building was officiated to become a museum on August 19, 1974, after being renovated. Thank you. Well then, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Gedung Juang 45 or Gedung Juang 45 Museum. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Upacara 17 Agustus, which in English means August 17th ceremony. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Upacara. Upacara, which means ceremony. 17 Agustus. 17 Agustus, which means August 17th. Membaca. Membaca, which means to read. Pengumuman. Pengumuman, which means announcement. Mengikuti. Mengikuti, which means follow. Jam 6.30. Jam 6.30, which means at 6.30 a.m. Tempat upacara. Tempat upacara, which means location of ceremony. Memakai. Memakai, which means to wear. Seragam. Seragam, which means uniform. Dibagikan. Dibagikan, which means to be given. Kemarin. Kemarin, which means yesterday. Hari kemerdekaan. Hari kemerdekaan, which means Independence Day. Kantor pemerintah. Kantor pemerintah, which means government office. Sekolah. Sekolah, which means school. Tinggal. Tinggal, which means living. Di rumah. Di rumah, which means at home. Nonton. Nonton, which means to watch. Televisi. Televisi, which means television. Istana. Istana, which means palace. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Jemput. Jemput, which means to pick up. Jam 5 pagi. Jam 5 pagi, which means at 5 a.m. Listener, now we'll give you an example of conversation entitled Upacara 17 Agustus, or in English means August 17th ceremony. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Rini at the office. A. Nita. Apakah kamu sudah membaca pengumuman? Apakah kamu sudah membaca pengumuman? Which means, have you read the announcement? Senin, kita harus mengikuti upacara 17 Agustus. Senin, kita harus mengikuti upacara 17 Agustus, which means we have to follow August 17 ceremony on Monday. Jam 6.30, kita sudah harus berada di tempat upacara. Jam 6.30, kita sudah harus berada di tempat upacara, which means we have to arrive at the place of ceremony at 6.30 a.m.
B. Rini, kita harus memakai seragam yang mana? Kita harus memakai seragam yang mana? Which means, what uniform we should wear in? A. Nita, kita memakai seragam yang baru dibagikan kemarin. Kita memakai seragam yang baru dibagikan kemarin. Which means, we have to wear a new uniform that was given yesterday. Seragam batik. Seragam batik, which means batik uniform. Yang mengadakan upacara Hari Kemerdekaan 17 Agustus hanyalah kantor-kantor pemerintah dan sekolah. Yang mengadakan upacara Hari Kemerdekaan 17 Agustus hanyalah kantor-kantor pemerintah dan sekolah. Which means, the independence ceremony of August 17th is held by the state offices and schools. B. Rini, betul. Which means, that's right. Yang tidak upacara lebih baik tinggal di rumah. Yang tidak upacara lebih baik tinggal di rumah. Which means, those who do not follow the ceremony just stay at home. Menonton lewat televisi pelaksanaan upacara kemerdekaan 17 Agustus di istana. Menonton lewat televisi pelaksanaan upacara kemerdekaan 17 Agustus di istana. Which means, to watch the implementation of August 17th ceremony at the palace through television. A. Nita, baiklah, supaya tidak terlambat, besok saya jemput kamu jam 5 pagi. Baiklah, supaya tidak terlambat, besok saya jemput kamu jam 5 pagi. Which means, alright, I will pick you up at 5 a.m. in order not to be late. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI, World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In coinciding with the 70th anniversary of Indonesian independence, I present you several keroncong songs themed The Struggle of Indonesia, sung by Indonesian keroncong singers. Well, listener, now let's listen to the first song entitled Sepasang Mata Bola by Sundari Sukojo. And here is the song. Listener, this song is one of Indonesia's national songs composed by Ismail Marzuki during the struggle era in 1946. This song is about the admiration of the young woman who fought for the nation. A girl expects to be able to meet her lover on other day. The song has a struggle nuance with a background at a train station in Yogyakarta. The lyrics and rhythm of the song are so beautiful, as the songwriter capable of conveying messages and bring us to the fight. The beauty of this song is supported by Sundari Sukojo's soft voice, which is known as one of the Indonesia's talented keroncong singer. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Savitri. Happy listening.
Thank you.
The song tells about someone who strived and sacrificed for the country. The story in this song is even more special because the hero was a woman who is still very young. The young woman attracts the admiration of young people around her. By the end of this song, the songwriter invites the heroine to return to the bosom of the mother and the fields where miss her touch. The song was also composed by Ismail Marzuki to be able to touch the side of nationalism. Savitri Melody's voice makes this song is more beautiful and serene. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Pahlawan Merdeka by Sundari Sukojo. And here is the song.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.